Now, will you notice as we move on down in verse 9, he says, ye looked for much, and lo, it came to little. And when ye brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why, saith the Lord of hosts, because of mine house that is waste, and ye run every man unto his own house. You've been so busy building your own, taking care of the things of yourself, and you've neglected God's. Now you've wondered why these things have happened to you. Now again, they've been too pious to blame God. That was the circumstances. It was a bad year. We had a drought, you know, and that sort of thing. God says, I'd like for you to know that I'm the one that did it. I saw to it that everything you did came to little and that you were not successful. Why? Well, God says, I'll tell you why. Because of mine house that is waste, and ye run every man unto his own house. I'll tell you why. The Lord Jesus stated this great principle, and it's a principle for people anytime, any place, in any age. And that is simply this, that when God is put first, then these other things will take care of themselves. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, righteousness that's in Christ, and all these things shall be added unto you. What a message there is here, and yet it's so simple I'm afraid we'll miss it. Now, verse 10, therefore he says, the heavens over you withhold the dew, and the earth withholds her fruit. Actually, when there wasn't any rain, there was not any crops. The wheat and the barley would not grow, and the vines would not produce. God says, I turned off the spigot. I didn't give you any water. You see, today, we don't interpret life like that because we live in a mechanical society. We live in an electronic age. And the problem today is that a machine didn't work somewhere. Or it was because somebody didn't push a button. Or maybe somebody did push a button. They pushed the wrong one. And we say these are the things, and we put up so many things between where we are and God that we're blaming things today and conditions and systems. These are the things that don't work. I think God would like to get through to America today and said, look, had it ever occurred to you that I may be back of all of this problem that you're having today? Don't you know that I'm the one that is trying to get your attention off of things and get them on me today, that's all important? Now, will you notice what he says? The Lord takes the blame for all of this. And since he takes the blame, I'm not going to blame anybody else. Verse 11. And I call for a drought upon the land and upon the mountains and upon the grain and upon the new wine and upon the oil and upon that which the ground bringeth forth and upon man and upon cattle and upon all the labor of the hands. Now God says all of these things that have come to you, material blessings, have been withheld because I withheld them. I'm responsible. I did this. I'm the one. And frankly, today our tendency is we blame first the mayor. Well, first, I guess we blame the police, don't we? They should have been on the job. We blame the mayor. We blame the governor and the legislature. And I sometimes think they're to blame, too. And we blame Washington. And may I say to you that I think all of them are guilty, every one of them. But my friend, had it ever occurred to you that maybe we are to blame? We're blaming man and machines for the conditions that are in the world. Do you know why the conditions that are in the world right now are such as they are? It is simply because God brought it to pass. Now, let's blame him. All right, you want to blame him? Go ahead. He says he's responsible. He says it here. But he's going to tell you why. He says, you have neglected me. You see, the solution to our problem is so simple, and yet it's so complicated. We think that if we put in a new method or a new machine or a new man, things are going to work out, that we can solve our problems. Friends, why don't we recognize what our problem is, who caused it, and how it can be solved? It's very simple, but it's very complex, by the way. In fact, it's so simple here, I'm just almost embarrassed to pass all this on to you.